The team is with NOAA's Alaska Fisheries Science Center, based in Seattle. This round of research comes 7 years after their first survey of the area in 2010.
We were really quite surprised and shocked at what a big difference there was.
That's Bob Loth. He's a research fishery scientist and he leads the Bering Strait Survey Program. This summer, his team used a large trawl net to survey and identify species in the northern Bering Sea. Among the results, the pollock population jumped by 6,000%, and there were also large increases in Pacific cod and smaller snow crab species. According to the surveys, the water is warmer than it was in 2010, so cold water species like saffron cod were much sparser, with Arctic cod numbers down 90%. There were also higher populations of jellyfish and sea stars, which are called keystone species because they help to structure marine ecosystems.
In an area where you may have concerns about, you know, food supplies for marine mammals and walrus and whatnot, something like an increase in sea stars could be something we really want to track.
That's Lyle Britt, a fisheries research biologist on the team. He says the warmer water has caused a shift from a bottom-up ecosystem centered around the sea floor to a top-down one, with more activity higher up in the water.
When you have two that are just so diametrically different, it's really hard to say, you know, is this a trend or is this more like a weather event? We just don't know now.
Britt hits on a key footnote of the findings. The team needs more data to accurately describe what's changing. Jeff Knapp is director of the Resource Assessment and Conservation Engineering Division at NOAA. He says it's about identifying larger processes within the ecosystem.
Is the change that we saw last year really tied to the ice, or is it tied to something else? You know, what things change first, what things change more slowly? It's those mechanisms that we really want to be able to discover so that we can do a better job of predicting and then communicate that along the way to the people living here, the people who are reliant upon, you know, the resources.
While they're in Nome, the team is meeting with representatives at Kowarik, the Norton Sound Economic Development Corporation, and other regional organizations. They're also teleconferencing with leaders from some of the Bering Strait communities that are most dependent on these marine ecosystems, places like Gamble, Savunga, and Wales. And they plan to send their report to all the tribes in the region. For now, the team says the increase in fish they saw this year doesn't necessarily mean commercial fishing for pollock could start anytime soon in the Bering Sea. Here's Britt again.
Given how mobile we know pollock can be, this could be an ephemeral thing. They're here this year and they're not coming back, or they're here to stay. We really don't know. And even if conceptually, say, this area was open to fishing and there was interest, I think the time it would take even a company or something to even set up to do such a thing is going to be a number of years. And they'd want to know that these fish are truly going to be here for the long term before they'd even try.
But if the funding is there, the scientists say, and they're able to start doing surveys every other year, that answer could become much clearer as soon as 2019. The entire report from the scientists' surveys will be available to the public online in the near future. Hard copies are available from Gay Sheffield. Reporting in Nome, I'm Gabe Colombo.